This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of activity here, as usual, on the Good Day Program. Wednesday, May 11th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen. The political realities of West Virginia and Nebraska. Yesterday, the remaining presidential candidates had a wild day. Yeah, wild big old time in West Virginia and in Nebraska. Let's see, Republican voters in both those states. The big deal was West Virginia, where a lot of voters were upset because of what Hillary Clinton said about the coal industry.
Mark my words, this is going to matter in the general election.
How so?
It really will. When you have someone like Donald Trump who has won and run on it's the economy, stupid, and that's been his message about bringing jobs back.
Yeah.
And then you have Hillary Clinton who says we're going to put the coal industry out of business. And the election's going to boil down to Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. Ohio and Pennsylvania are going to mean something with those coal workers. And
yes,
it's going to be something she's going to have to back up on quite a bit before it goes into November.
As if that were not enough to keep you from voting for Hillary Clinton, she said yesterday that she was willing to discuss the possibility of extraterrestrial beings.
Hey, that's why I'm excited.
Open the files on Area 51. She said
that's
that she
the silver
know.
Lining. If Hillary Clinton is the president and I'll be all bummed out, at least we'll get to see the X-Files.
And by the way, the good news, Jennifer, is that Ted Cruz might jump back into the race if he thought there was a chance for him to win.
Well, the window just closed because part of it was that he was chatting with Glenn Beck on his radio program.
Yeah.
And Glenn said, well, after hey, you're supposed to win.
Most recent check for being a big supporter, yes.
You're supposed to win in Nebraska. What if everybody goes out and there's a mandate that says Ted Cruz and you win in Nebraska?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'd reevaluate everything. But that window just banged shut yesterday.
All right. So somebody went into a voting booth in West Virginia with a Trump shirt and a Trump hat on. Then he was thrown out.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to wear an advertisement for candidates in the polling place.
Is that a law?
Is a rule. Most polling places don't allow you to have signs or stand with paraphernalia more than, 400 or 500 feet from the polling place.
Yeah,
you know how when
like
you drive
that.
In, I know when I go to the school to vote, you drive in and out at the end of the driveway, there are always people with hats and they signs and, you know, waving and waving, like that's going to make you vote for them. I don't understand what, unless you really are adult and you're going in to vote and you don't know what you're voting on, what possible value is there for somebody standing outside with a sign that has one word, Trump, on it? Is that going to affect, is that going to impact
Who's
you?
That
is that
going to
make you vote for Trump?
Yeah.
Or have you forgotten about him? I don't even begin to understand. Those of you who are poll workers, why do you do that? 888-302-3684.
Because then some people cross the line and start intimidating voters. You know,
that's not good.
Okay. Well, listen. I wonder what the story is. I just always want clarification, and you ladies are great at giving me and us clarification. The situation in Canada with the big fire. Yesterday, most of the airlines that service Alberta said that if you want to get out, take whatever you want with you, including your dogs, and we'll help you. The pets and residents that are fleeing Fort McMurray, WestJet and Canadian North Airline, allowing pets to fly in your lap. So I saw some images yesterday. If you look around at Instagram, I think you probably find them, Facebook.com, and also Twitter. If you have, we might want to repost some of those, Kara. And Victoria, if you think that'd be cool. I don't know why I said Kara, because you're doing that, Victoria. And Jennifer, you are too, right? At Jennifer Horn?
That's right.
That's your handle, yeah?
You got it. Yeah, I'm impressed.
How about that? Whoa! All right, picture yourself in the following circumstances. You ready?
Ready.
You're working on a building, a skyscraper.
No.
And you're at the seventh year. You what? Say that again?
No, I'm not.
Well, okay. Well, give us the benefit of the doubt. Just imagine. All right? Don't do it. Just imagine that you're on a scaffold 17 stories above the street. All of a sudden, the scaffolding line breaks. And you're wondering if this is the end. Two workers were rescued from that situation yesterday about 10 o'clock in the morning, Victoria in Manhattan. The rescuer was on the side of the building with a rope, had to work up there to reach them, and they went from the top down, apparently. And they made it safely down. They broke one of those. It looked like a scene from one of those Fast and Furious car movies where they crash from one window to the other, smash, crash. Or Mission Impossible or something like that, but they are okay. It just is the visual. This is what our image, this is our era that we're in. Everything is a picture. And you can, I mean, it certainly gets your attention when you see something like that. I just found it very interesting. So the feds have come galloping into the rescue. They're going to investigate how this could have happened. Look out for OSHA. Hello?
The rope it's scary rope. When you see this stuff. Yeah, I know. I mean, you see it all around the city. I used to work on the 40th floor of a skyscraper.
Ooh,
and
so did I, actually, yeah.
And there's awesome. Nothing freakier than just you're sitting there, you're looking out your window, and then just the cleaning crew drops down into your sight, and they're just staring at you, and you're staring at them.
What movie? There's a movie there someplace. There's a movie that's certainly done that.
That's a job, man. Oof.
Would you like to have that job?
I don't know that I could push my tiptoes off the building and onto that little board. I just don't think.
How
I
about
it.
Being a tower repair person, and you climb up those towers, the cell towers, the radio towers? How'd you like to work on those puppies? I'd like to be one of the people that does that.
I hear stories from my radio friends that go, it's all fine until you look down.
Yeah, right. It's perfect. Lovely. I will never forget. I was the program director at WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, and our offices were on the 44th floor of the Prudential Tower, which is a 52-story building in downtown Boston. It's the second highest building in Boston. So there was it was September of 1985, and there was a hurricane that was blowing through Boston. And I, like the good soldier that I was, went into the studio and decided to be a motivator for all the people that were up in there reporting on the story. It's the news. There's the news of the day. So one of our clever cohorts went into the closet, the work closet, and hung a plum from the top of a door jamb. You know what a plum is?
No, plum, like is a fruit?
I'm thinking the fruit. No, it's a pointed lead weight that is used by carpenters to get a straight line. So this thing was hanging from the top of the door jamb, and as the wind 80, 90, 100 miles an hour blew through, the building was swaying, and you could see it with the plum going back and forth about 4 feet in either direction. And I'm sitting in this building on the 44th floor with all these guys, and we're looking at this plum going boom, back and forth, and the wind, the building is literally swaying in the breeze. It's a lot more than a breeze. But put yourself, you were just talking about that. That's what made it come back to my mind.
I felt that. Yeah, I've been in the skyscraper when you hear the building creak.
Oh, no.
And you feel it. If you stay really still, you can actually feel it moving with the wind. Yeah. It's terrifying. That's weird. It's also like when we had the big earthquake in Los Angeles in the mid-90s, my grandmother and grandpa were with my aunt and uncle in Vegas. And they were in a big, tall hotel in Vegas, and they felt it all the way there. And they said it was the weirdest feeling because most of those buildings are on rollers, sort of, so that they don't fall down during earthquakes. And they said it was the weirdest feeling to feel the entire hotel go back and forth and back and forth.
I don't think I've ever told you this, Jennifer. When I was, I had the place in Encino during the, I've been going to Los Angeles since 1993, so what, 23 winters. And I spent a couple of winters living in a place in Encino. And I remember we had an earthquake one night, and it was not, it was mild. I was going to bed, and I remember feeling the building start to shake.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around, and I put my hands up because there was a china cabinet against the wall, and I was walking through the room, and the building was shaking. I turned around just in time, and I held the china cabinet up against the wall. Otherwise, it would have crashed to the floor. Broken everything in it. But,
FYI,
you know,
not kind of, what they tell you to do during an earthquake. But
no, I know. But it was instinctive, kind of.
Throw yourself in front of big, huge china cabinet. Pieces and chunks of glass.
Right, All right, so food for thought. Use your imagination. That's one of the great things about doing this for a living. You can picture images in your mind, and that's really what we try to do is, excuse me, paint word pictures for you so that you can get the idea behind the ideas or the story behind the stories. Okay, now, let me, having said that, let me picture, if I may, the bags and the puffiness and the lines around your eyes. You have bags? You have puffiness? You have lines around your eyes? If that's the case, as you, if that's the case with you, today is your lucky day. The folks at Chamonix have extended their Mother's Day super sale to cover Genucel. Genucel works so wonderfully, state of the art. It's a stem cell treatment, all natural, no nothing in it that is bad for you. One of the things that we know that there are some pharmaceuticals, some products that are not natural, that will work to fix these problems. But what toll does it take on your skin and your body when that stuff's absorbed? In this case, this product absorbs the wetness, if you will, the water that's under your eyes, because that's what caused the bags and puffiness, will be absorbed out by this treatment. You can feel it. It doesn't feel like water. It's not oily. It's a serum. And it takes away the puffiness and makes your eyes look extraordinary, much different than they looked before you got on this treatment. So if you'd like to take advantage of the extension of their Mother's Day sale, call the folks right now at 800-543-9262 and get yourself onto the Genucel program. Genuinely Genucel. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines. 800-543-9262. So here's what's going to happen. You'll get an order that you pay for, and then they'll double the order, so you get two orders, pay for one. And they'll sell you, they'll send you their best-selling neck treatment called Essence. So you get three things, you pay for one. What a great deal. One more week on this deal. Get it now, 800-543-9262. Yes, but wait! No, that's it. The three things are, you pay for a supply of Genucel, get the supply doubled, and you'll get a free neck treatment, this cream Essence. 800-543-9262.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
There is a way for you to enjoy the Good Day program wherever you are, whatever your phone reality. 605-477-3712. That's for TalkStream Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Well, maybe not really. There are, I think, what did I see, 734 relatives that have claimed to be in Prince's family.
Give or take a brother.
Here's the latest. 39-year-old Missouri guy serving time for weapons transport in federal prison wants a DNA test to prove that he's the son of Prince. Carlin Q. Williams filed a paternity claim against Prince's estate, alleging that he is the sole surviving heir and should get all the money. He filed an affidavit this week alleging that his mother, Marsha Henson, had a one-night stand with Prince in 1976 in a hotel in Kansas City, and exactly 9 months to the day after that night, he was born. Wow. Like that, huh?
He's the second one now claiming to be the son, right?
Yeah.
There's two that claim to be sons, and the rest say that they're relatives.
Yeah, like 700 think they're siblings.
Right, yeah.
Right.
People are so funny. I'll get a hold of that cash one way or the other.
Mama was busy. What?
Yeah. Okay, next up in the musical news department today, One Direction is back. Sort of. Jen, Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Liam Payne. What's that? You love these guys, right?
No.
You don't like them?
No, they're okay. They're fine. I mean, they're my generation's NSYNC. I used to love NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, you know. And this is what One Direction is for the youngsters out there.
All right,
or me.
And,
I'm way too old to love them.
And Victoria.
But I
and me. And Kara.
Yeah. They got on to Family Guy. I'm not sure what role they're going to be playing in the episode, which is entitled Run, Chris, Run. The image shows these kids hanging by a campfire, listening to a story told by Seth MacFarlane's character. So
Stewie Griffin.
Yeah. Is that exciting or not?
Yes. I love Family Guy. I'm totally going to watch this on Sunday. Yeah.
You can totally do that. Let's see, totally. What's another? What's a good Valley way of me responding to Senator?
Totally, dude.
Totally. Yeah, but what do you call a woman? A dudette?
A dudette.
Totally dudette.
No, you just say dude. Dude is totally dude.
Dude. A dude applies to a woman as well as a man?
Sure. Like a transgender bathroom. For everybody.
That's funny.
All right. Not that you haven't heard about Kesha more than you probably ever wanted to, but yet another exciting opportunity for you to see and hear Kesha tonight on Nashville Tonight television show focusing on what's going on in Music City.
People, I was going to say, I've never seen it, but people are obsessed with this show.
Yeah. Well, it was like
so
the movie.
So good.
The movie was so bizarre.
What movie?
The movie Nashville. There's a movie. Wait a minute. Hold
really?
On a second. Time warp. Let me twist my head.
Let's all hop in the time machine and go
Google,
back to whatever he's thinking.
No.
Anytime you tell me to Google something, I know it's not relevant.
Really? Well, Nashville, the television show, is from the movie Nashville.
Yes. I don't think there's any.
I don't think so.
Yes.
All this is a soap opera about Nashville, like about country
so
artists.
So is the movie. Check out the movie. Google the movie. Watch the movie. Keith Carradine. Good night. Keith Carradine, who's the president.
Him too.
On Madam Secretary. Was in there with, I think, one of the other members of his family. Just go look at the movie and see if it's not right.
It's a really good show, though. If you're not watching Nashville, and I'm hoping it comes back because it's getting so good.
So Kesha was, she's not that sort of an act, is she?
Or is she? Well, no, but she's going to play a friend of Juliet. Juliet is played by Hayden Panettiere.
Okay.
And because Kesha was going through so many troubles musically, she's starting to do acting roles.
Ah, really? Okay, so she can't sing, but she can act.
I don't think you can sing, but you know.
All right, 28 past the hour. I think we got that clarified. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go in when your allergies are bothering you. That's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day, because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at Snowball Express.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Like Bernie Sanders. It's 34 past the hour. This is a good day.
People respect Bernie.
Oh, so that's the way it's going to be, huh? All right. Well, my former friends include Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schell. They're disrespecting me because I said the TV show Nashville was taken from the same ideas that the movie Nashville was from, and they don't agree. So, listen, what do you want from me? You can agree or disagree, just don't be disagreeable. Don't try to make an issue out of something that is factual. How's that?
Oh, it's factual, okay. We try to avoid the facts here on the show.
That's right, this is a good day program. We have we don't get confused.
Our tagline is none of the facts matter.
That's right, none of the facts matter here. All right, severe weather yesterday in the Ohio Valley. I was talking about what was going on up in Alberta. What? Say that again.
Oh, gosh, I do a show in my head. It's so funny.
And you can listen to her locally in Los Angeles, too, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so yesterday in the Ohio Valley, this sort of reminds me of my roots because I went to school in Ohio, and it's flat farmland, terrific, unless you look into the sky and you see what a lot of people saw yesterday in Ohio, this funnel, this hugely dark, it becomes like night. If you've never been close to a tornado, it really is. It feels like night is upon you. And it, or a scene from Independence Day, the movie where the dark cloud and the big, horrible spaceships come in. That's kind of what it looks like when a twister is moving through. So yesterday, let's see here. In the Ohio Valley, there were tornadoes. Parts of Texas, there were tornadoes. Parts of Oklahoma, there were tornadoes. And a raft of thunderstorms with giant hail. But there were all across the sort of southern, from the Midwest, upper Midwest, Ohio, sort of down in a zigzaggy line through Oklahoma, Texas, there were at least two dozen tornadoes reported in five or six states. And again, looking, this is the beauty of radio, is that you can picture in your mind, I'm on this toot today for whatever the reason, imagining or having you imagine what it would be like if you were, like that movie we were talking about, was it yesterday, the anniversary of Twister or Twizzler or whatever? What was the name of that movie that...
It wasn't called Twizzler.
Not Twizzler. Although that movie sounds delicious.
Yes.
Twister.
Okay, Twister is the movie. I mean, listen, everybody's got a comment about something here. Mini Driver. I was going to kick out of it. It sounded like a, you know, those of us who have driven minis over the years, you become a mini driver, right?
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Right. All right, so the real mini.
She's turned out to be. Is that politically correct?
A kook?
Can we call her a nut?
Is she?
She
was first in Goodwill Hunting. I think that's where people knew her first.
Yeah, and remember, we kind of gave her, because she was so likable in that movie, that we kind of gave her the benefit of the doubt, but she went a little bizarre when she got into a romantic relationship with Matt Damon and then sort of freaked out when they broke up very publicly.
Mondo
well,
Bizarro.
He dumped, he announced that they broke up on Oprah.
Oprah.
Yeah, and
it was on Oprah, to be honest. I mean, if you're going to get dumped, at least it was on Oprah.
All right, so she's accused of throwing black paint in jars at the home of her neighbor. Neighbor's name is Daniel Perlmutter. Now he's accused driver of throwing trash on his lawn. Driver got a restraining order against him last fall after he claimed he would jump out and block her car and tell her to blank off.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sounds just like home in Jennifer's neighborhood.
How I say hello to people.
Right. Anyway.
Baby jars full of black paint is very methodical. Yeah. That's weird.
It is pathological.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe a little. Yeah, you think?
It's something ickle. It's weird.
It's an ickly ickle. Yeah. Right. Kind of silly. Well, I don't know. It's
kind of batty.
Something to be dealt with. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to our television report, shall we? There are a number of things that we ought to spend a moment or two on, including the new trailer for season 4 of Orange is the New Black, just released yesterday. Looks like trouble is heading for the ladies of Litchfield Penitentiary. 100 new inmates are coming in the new season. They have a serious understaffing problem, so looks like violence among the inmates. Wow, like that's never happened before on television. Why do people like this show? A lot of people don't. I have absolutely no interest in looking at this program at all.
Does anybody else watch it? I've never seen it, and I have no interest.
I've heard that it's actually very, very funny, that it focuses, you know, that there are issues going on, but it focuses more on humor.
Really?
And I think that's why a lot of people like it.
Being in prison has got to be fun, no matter how you... Strike. All right, speaking of being in prison, Sharon Osbourne talks like she has been in prison for 33 years with her husband, Ozzy. She was back on The Talk yesterday, which is CBS's version of The View. Not as good, although they both aren't much, they aren't what they used to be. Anyway, so obviously her cohorts are asking her to open up about her split with Ozzy. And so here she is with her
Ta-da.
Voice.
I'm 63 years of age, and I can't keep living like this.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I really, really am. Honestly, honestly, am empowered, and I have found this inner strength, and I'm like, right, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Okay, so she said honestly, which means she's lying, and come on. I feel great.
Service. I'm 63 years old. I can't believe I'm living like this. Referring to Ozzy and his, I guess he's got a number of different things going on the side. Is that true?
Or he's cheating, apparently. Years? It's not drugs and alcohol. He's made that very clear. He's been recovering for, I don't know, 3 years now sober. But it's the cheating thing. He walks around. He looks like he's 109 years old. Who would want to hook up with Ozzy Osbourne?
Who would want to hook up with the guys from the... Rolling Stones. I mean, where would you want to hang around with?
I would take a date with Mick or Keith any day before I even got near Ozzy Osbourne.
Does your boyfriend know that?
No. I don't know. And he does now. I just said it
with Keith Richards. That'd be fun. Have a coconut
Keith
drink.
Richards
Keith
is the
Richards.
Man. I would totally do that.
Yaka. All right,
Ozzy shuffles. It's just weird. And I don't know.
All right, so Chen, who is the wife of the guy that runs CBS, I asked Sharon.
I wonder how she got that job.
I wonder, yes, if there's any chance she and Ozzy will reconcile.
Are you and Ozzy currently on speaking terms? When's the last time you spoke to him?
Yeah, we're talking. I spoke to him last night. I'm, not with him, but I speak to him, sure.
Is there a chance the two of you will stay married?
I honestly don't know. I at this point, I cannot answer that because I don't know what I want.
All right.
They've split up before. I mean, this is not a new thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yesterday, we were talking a lot about how many hours of television your children watch or how many you watch during your lifetime, during your childhood. How many hours of TV did your parents let you watch was the poll yesterday at DougStefan.com. And let's see here. 28% said some after school, some prime time. 24% said I don't remember. 21% said as much as I wanted, bad parenting. 17% said my parents had no idea how much TV I watched, bad parenting. 10% said 2 hours or less. A lot of bad parenting going on there, it seems to me. We're going to change the course direction here in a moment. You're going to meet a gentleman that I'm eager for you to learn about, and more importantly, I'm eager for you to learn about a job. It's more than a job, it's kind of his life. He's wrapped himself around something called Food for the Poor, and I'm going to help him. We're going to help him here on Good Day, so we'll talk about it in a moment here. It's 43 past the hour.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Hi, we are at 44 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let me present to you Todd Chapman, who handles a lot of fundraising for the folks at Food for the Poor. It's one of the largest relief agencies in our country. They help 17 different countries around Caribbean islands, Latin America. And so I've decided to throw in with them and help them. And over the course of the next week, month, year, you'll hear me talking a lot about helping poor children in various areas of, I suppose, Caribbean, Latin America. Todd, welcome to Good Day. How is it that you decide where the money will go when it comes to the fundraising? We understand that's important, but where is the decision made on where the food goes? How is it obvious? Or are there researchers that are looking at places that need to have food for people that don't have it? How does this work?
Yeah, actually, all of the above, Doug, and thanks for having me on your show. Really delighted to be in partnership with you and excited about helping a bunch of kids. Thanks to your generous listeners. But, you know, I guess to understand that question, you have to go back to the roots of Food for the Poor, which was started 34 years ago by a gentleman who was in the import-export business in Jamaica. And one morning when he was walking to work, as he did every morning, he would pass beggars on the street. And one day he just felt like he should give one of these beggars a bag of rice. And so he did, and he said, man, that felt really, really good to do that, to help somebody out. And out of that, Food for the Poor was born. And so now 34 years later, here we are working in 17 countries. But the reason that we have chosen to not be global but to be, regional is because we really want to go as deeply into helping these countries that we can. And a big part of that is keeping your distribution area smaller, because that's one of your biggest expenses is, mm-hmm. is shipping goods and food in particular into different areas where they need it. So we have just been very intentional about saying, hey, rather than try to cover the world, we want to really go deep in helping countries like initially it was Jamaica, but now a lot of our help, thanks to our generous donors, goes into countries like Haiti, the poorest country, mm-hmm. On this side of the planet. It's only a 90-minute airplane ride from South Florida. We put a lot of money into Central America, countries like Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador. And so it's just been very intentional that we're just trying to help as many people as we can and do that in fewer countries.
One of the things that is obvious here to me is that there is a real connection. You create a connection with these people, and also social media with the pictures and the stories that come about Facebook. I think it's Facebook / Food for the Poor. Is that right?
I believe that's right. I honestly don't go to our Facebook page a lot, but if you just type in Food for the Poor when you're on Facebook, it'll take you right to it.
Right. How do you make sure that you don't have the same problems that a lot of other outfits do when they're raising money? What percentage of it goes to helping the people who are the object of your affection?
Well, that's a real issue because there's been a lot of noise and news in the press and the media lately about organizations that aren't doing what they said they were going to do with people's donated money, and that's always been a really important thing to us. So we first of all open our books to outside organizations to vet what we do and to evaluate what we do. Organizations like Charity Navigator and Ministry Watch, because we are a faith-based organization. And so, you have to open yourself up to outside scrutiny and let someone else look at your accounting and say, yeah, these guys are doing what they say they're going to do. But beyond that, it's, that's a day-to-day choice that we make in the way that we operate Food for the Poor. We're looking for every efficiency that we can. And we're very, very fortunate because across 34 years, we've developed tremendous partnerships with the countries that we work with. And so, like in Haiti, for example, which is a notoriously corrupt and difficult government to work with, we don't pay import tariffs. And, we've negotiated all our way through all that over 34 years. And so we're able to ship in there very efficiently.
Well, there are a number of reasons that I want to have people. We're going to start working and trying to raise the awareness and money. Foodforthepoor.org. Or if you're moved to do something right now, call 844-868-4673. That's 844-868-HOPE. Todd Chatman, thank you for being here on Good Day.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account.
account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now on the Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. And I will tell you two things about Warren: hugs and kisses. That's all you need to know. If you go to petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com, you will find Warren's formula for keeping your dog, your cat, as healthy as possible. Hugs and kisses, separately formulated minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat. Check it out at hugsandkisses.com. Plus, Warren has started a new podcast, The Pet Insider, which you can go to. I guess you got to go to Podcast One first and then find it, or can we just?
You can do it on iTunes as well.
Okay, all right. So each week you have a different focus. It's different than the radio program because what is happening here is that Warren is explaining things that are helpful to you versus telling you stories. Matter of fact, we have a story at DougStephan.com about a student's service dog and how it worked in his yearbook. And I think it's a sweet story. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
All right, 55 past the hour here on Good Day. We have Warren Eckstein with us from The Pet Show. This story is about a Louisiana middle school youngster
They have honored in the yearbook the student service dog with a photo. Next to the student is a picture of the dog. Good Hope Middle School, West Monroe, Louisiana. We are heard there. Good morning. Hello, folks there. The story of Joseph Ware, 14, and was asked whether he wanted to have his service dog, Presley, photographed for her own spot in the yearbook. And he said, why not? The story here is a dog. This is one of those wonderful stories. The youngster needs, he has several issues, and he needs a companion. He brings a dog to school, and so they decided to tout this with a tribute to the service dog. I just thought it was very cool, so that's why.
I think it's a great idea. There was a story out last week, Doug. I don't have it up here, so I can't give you the exact info, but there was a young girl that was going to her prom and wanted to take her dog as her date to the prom with her because she was, you know, obviously not asked by anyone else. And I thought it was a great idea, but once the story broke out, of course, every guy at the school wanted to take her to the prom, but it was her dog that was the catalyst that got that, which I think was great.
Yeah. You have posted, and we have it in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com, a story about animals having their own bathrooms. We've heard all of the discussion about LGBT, all of the transgender folks or whoever needs their own bathroom. They have a bathroom for dogs at JFK Airport.
Yeah, there's many airports now around the world, but, you know, people fly with their dogs, and when they get off the plane, their dog has to eliminate. Where's the dog going to go? I mean, unless you're my dog that sits on a john on a commode, you have a lot of trouble. So what they did is they've actually set up these doggy areas, rest areas, where when you get off the plane or you're waiting for a plane, you can take your dog and have them eliminated. I think it's a great idea. You know, in France, Doug, they have bathrooms for dogs on the streets.
Really?
Yeah, bathrooms for dogs where the dog can go in and use the bathroom and you clean up and it's all taken care of. I think it's a great idea. Listen, almost 60% of people living in this country have dogs. They got to poop somewhere. We got to clean it up. Let's give them a place.
Yep. I also have a story at DougStephan.com about the state of Michigan studying a bill which would require you to be arrested, charged as a felon, if you leave your dog in your car. This is something that has been, you'd think it's nothing but common sense, but there are a lot of people who, and as we get into warm weather, it's going to be a factor again. So leaving your dog in your car could soon be a felony in Michigan. I'm sure you'd support that 150%.
You got that right. Absolutely. I think it's really important that people understand that leaving a dog in a car is just as dangerous as leaving any living thing in the car, and a felony is what they deserve.
The pet sitting company Pet Sitter is suing a Texas couple over their negative Yelp review. They're looking for $200,000. Well, they were. Now they're up to $1 million because Prestigious Pets, the name of the group, said the couple violated their non-disparagement clause in the contract by posting a bad review.
See, that's why I work with animals, Doug. There's no contract. You shake a paw and it's a deal.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's right. Congratulations.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.